The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Hi, guys.
What's
up? Hi. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. The JV Show here. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Let's get things started with the first talk back of the day.
Oh, no.
You know what? I'm not even mad, though, because no one's working.
Nobody's working this
week. No one's working except for us.
We shouldn't have been working this week.
Honestly?
We majorly screwed the schedule up on this one.
But Monday, you guys better be back with the first talk back.
Yeah, Monday.
Monday. That's
Monday's
what. Give you a little pass today.
Yesterday and today is like a soft launch of the JV Show 2025.
Right.
Next week, we're going full swing.
Yes. Couple things. One, I forgot to tell you yesterday that I finally watched Home Alone over the holiday break.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. All these years,
it finally
happened.
I feel more cultured. Why didn't I ever watch this? I've gone my whole life, all 26 and a half years, without ever seeing Home Alone.
And you probably understood so many other references in pop culture that you've been hearing for years and years and years.
My
and
God.
Now it like makes sense.
I can see why it's a classic, you filthy animal.
God, anyways, there's so many good lines in there.
But Sergeant Balzac.
Also a great line.
I was not expecting that.
Yes, there's some just classic stuff in there that you forget about.
Isn't it kind of weird how movies back then could get away with things in like kid movies that would never fly today?
Yeah. I mean, I don't feel like it was totally billed as like super, super kid movie back then. In the way that we have kid movies today. It's not like it was rated G.
It was definitely like a family movie.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't like, I don't know. It didn't gear as kid.
Oh, okay.
Crazy as it did, as movies do now.
I don't remember. It's I don't even know if I was born when it came out. I'm only 26 and a half.
Yeah, so. I mean, my grandparents told me about it. I was so little.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I'm glad that you're finally, there, because Home Alone is legit.
The other thing, yesterday we talked about how I had a meltdown on this thing called a sky bike when I was in Cabo over... Mm-hmm. The New Year's, me and my man went out there for New Year's. And
it's like a bike on a zip line.
Yes.
Is that the best way to describe it?
So I finally got the video and there's pictures. I posted them on Instagram. Go to JV Morning Show. Make sure you're following us. They did it. So there was a drone that captured video of us. It cuts off right before I start like panicking.
Right,
this
before
looks
you start
like
huffing
AI.
And puffing.
It's not AI. This is us biking on a zip line.
Whoa. It does look like you're going uphill in this first clip.
Yeah, so towards the end, you start going uphill, and that's what made me cause the freak out, because I literally could not push anymore, and they said, don't stop. And so I'm like, if I stop, what's going to happen? My legs feel like they're going to fall off.
Are you talking about childbirth or the sky bike?
Both. If you
don't stop pushing.
If you keep on swiping, like that third picture, you can kind of see me struggling. I'm using all my body weight and strength to try to get the pedal down to get the stupid bike to go. It was so scary.
Yeah, guys. Whose idea was this?
My man's, obviously, not mine.
It does look really cool, though.
Something you would enjoy, Graham.
Is this just like a regular 10 speed that they stick on a wire, or is it like a special made sky bike? Because to me, it looks just like a regular old bike that they just stuck on a zip line.
I mean, the tires are made for the zip line because it kind of...
They just took the tire tube off. That's what a bike tire looks like with no tube on it.
Maybe it is. I don't know. I don't know bikes.
Is there a chance that
they get away with anything?
But can you derail your bike is what I'm wondering. I see it's clipped on and you have a...
I mean,
there's a zip line above you, so like, there's no chance that you're gonna fall. But like, couldn't the bike like tip over, and then that would just result in you being in one of the most awkward situations of all time? They'd have to like come out and get you.
I guess you probably could if you tried, but the tension between the two zip lines, like they really had to like push it up and open to get the bike to fit in there.
Oh, I see.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But go
snug in there.
Go check that out, JV Morning Show, and you can see why I almost died in the middle of it. Graham, what do you have?
I wanted to talk about this story from this past weekend. Did you hear about the driver in Madera County on Highway 99 that got pulled over? He was driving with a monkey in the car.
Oh my God, how cute. No.
What do you mean, how cute?
That sounds so cute.
So the CHP pulls over this guy for speeding, and then I think they thought he was under the influence as well, which he was, and in possession of some cannabis for sale. No big deal. But he's driving a $400,000 Rolls Royce. No big deal, you know, just out for a nice drive. And when they pulled him over, they said the weirdest thing was, yes, there was a baby spider monkey in the car that was clinging to him, and the spider monkey was wearing clothes.
Oh, my God. Well, so cute.
The spider monkey had clothes on, and this dude's out just rolling around. He's 27 years old. I just, when I hear a story like this, it just gets me to thinking, like, how weird life is and everybody's different path. Because you and I were driving around in our, you know, just boring old cars.
There's I have a Ford.
You and I are driving around in our boring old cars, and there's no monkey in wearing clothes. He's 27 years old. He's got a $400,000 car, and he's got a monkey wearing clothes in it.
You know what I mean? God.
Amongst a few other things that he shouldn't have had. But, I mean, just, like, how weird is life? Like,
Your life path brought you here.
But it's, like, you ever think, and I saw this online a couple times recently, and it made me really think, like, it's, like, when we're driving, we're in our own little world.
Yes.
But everyone's in their own world, in their own car. We're all our own main character in our own.
Legitimately.
You know what I mean?
Some people are just out there driving weird under the influence with a baby spider monkey dressed in.
Oh, my God, stop.
Wearing a cute little onesie.
It was.
CHP said it's illegal to own a monkey in California.
Yeah,
like that, so they had to confiscate the monkey.
Oh, I hope it goes to a good home.
Selena wants one.
I will, but I still live in California.
I think he brought him to the Oakland Zoo, so maybe you can go see that little monkey.
I would love to. It probably drinks out of a little baby bottle. Oh, and he's little baby bananas.
And like, when he's in the car, you put his little hands on the steering wheel and he's driving. And you're like, hey, monkey, drive me to J-Box.
In a booster seat, of course.
Yeah, of course. Oh, so cute.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Friday. Thanks for hanging out with us. It's time for...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
Oh my God. Over the break, did you guys see that section of the Santa Cruz Wharf that fell into the water?
Yes.
Like 150 feet collapsed into the water. Three construction workers fell in. All this equipment goes tumbling down. So the wharf is going to reopen tomorrow after being deemed safe to do so. And just that end portion that still has a lot of damage, that part's going to be closed off to the public.
The part that's missing is going to be closed off because that part's in the ocean somewhere.
Yes.
The Warriors got back to having a winning record last night after they pounded the Philadelphia 76ers at Chase Center 139-105. Steph Curry had a pretty incredible game. He was a perfect 8-for-8 on his three-pointers. That's something he has never done before in his career. And he finished the game with 30 points and 10 assists. The Warriors will look to keep things going tomorrow evening when they host the Grizzlies at Chase Center. Tip-off is at 5:30. Go Dawgs!
Woo! The rain has already arrived in some Bay Area cities, so if you're leaving the house right now, take your umbrella. Highs will be in the mid-50s.
Hey, Virgo besties!
Hey!
Your day today is going to be an 8. Savor shared passions and fall in love again with Venus in Pisces over the next month.
Oh.
What the hell does that mean?
Good stuff.
Venus is inside of Pisces?
Yeah.
The planet.
Or like Venus is bending Pisces over. You're going to be in sync with your partner, and it's time to let your love juices flow.
Ew, my mom's a Virgo.
Oh,
ew,
love juices.
She's Pisces.
Love juices are flowing.
Ew.
For a whole month because Venus is in Pisces.
Gross.
What does that mean?
Gypsy Rose, you know, I love talking about her. Jess, let's talk.
All right. So, as you know, she was going to be putting out an audiobook or a book in general. It was called My Time to Stand. So this is now out, and I've been seeing snippets of it on TikTok. So I wanted to just play a little bit of it for you because I didn't know that if you got the audiobook, she's the one that narrates it.
Oh my God.
Is what it sounds like.
My father was not present at my birth. As I wrestled my way out of my mama, he was getting wasted and tripping on acid with his friends for 4 days at the Torpen Rodeo, a fishing tournament over on Grand Isle. Minutes old and swaddled sweetly, I imagine my gaze enchanting my mother with a love and a fixed attention she had never known. And that's when she decided I was not to be shared.
Could you listen to this?
A couple things. No, could never listen to her talk. Secondly, it sounds like she's reading it for the first time.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. There's no emotion and feeling. It's your book. Talk like you were just having a conversation. Like,
But clearly she didn't write it, and she's reading these sentences for the first time. That was, she messed up in one of those sentences, like she paused in the wrong spot. Whatever it was, she's reading the sentence for the first time.
Bad. Mind you, there were like, I listened to a couple other snippets. There were a lot of other pauses. Like I can assume that this audiobook takes forever for her to finish because she just takes the longest pauses ever.
But nobody edited the audio?
I don't think so. But it also gets weird. Like in a portion of the audiobook, she starts talking about a weird roommate that she had that liked to be naked a lot and did really weird stuff.
No, you wouldn't be in after you.
Yeah. She did weird stuff with, I don't even know if I can say.
What do you mean?
She did weird things after she went to the bathroom, and that's all we can say.
Like?
With the bathroom.
Like what?
So.
She flushed a couple extra times?
Like, can I say
would flip
like
the lights
Play-Doh.
Off and on in the bathroom?
No, you can't say that. We'll tell you in Wild Thoughts, the next Wild Thoughts podcast.
I don't, give me a hint, something. I got nothing.
Literally, there's no way I can put this, that's safe for these airwaves.
Yeah. Just know it's weird.
Wait, how are you guys glossing over the biggest Gypsy Rose news of it all?
Oh, that she had her baby.
Like, why weren't you?
Would you like to give her a heartwarm congratulations?
A heartfelt?
No. that sounded weird in my head.
No, I don't, but I'm like shocked that you guys made it through all of yesterday's show, and that was like the biggest, that was one of the biggest stories from the previous couple days, right?
One of my New Year's resolutions is to talk less about celebrities that annoy you, Graham.
Wow.
Was it actually?
No, it's not. Of course not. So it'll and be just, all Gypsy Rose, Chrissy Teigen, and Meghan Markle.
And Selena Gomez.
Selena Gomez.
Oh, no. Why is her head so large?
Wow, you're not kidding.
You don't know who I'm talking about. Talking about you, Selena.
Oh,
yeah.
Gomez.
Why is your head so large? Different Selena.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. Happy 2025. This is Alejandra from Richmond. On my way to work, that I'm already late. But yeah, you guys have a great weekend.
Oh, thank you.
Alejandra
too.
From Richmond. 2025, you're getting started. First day back at work, maybe. Second day, and you're already late. Come on, you got to set the tone for 2025.
Some things just never change.
Yeah. It doesn't start till Monday, because, you know, New Year's landed on like a weird midweek.
I agree.
Yeah,
this week is this week is the soft launch. Next week is the hard launch of 2025.
Jess, how are you feeling?
I'm still drinking a lot of tea. I'm trying to get better, but it's kind of not really working.
You look better than yesterday.
That's because I'm wearing makeup. Thanks, Graham. Makeup works wonders. It
does. Man, you look vibrant and healthy today. What's your secret?
It's a lot of blush and foundation.
Yesterday, Jess had a hoodie pulled over and pulled down tight and was moping around. You did not look good.
Her cat hair sweater.
I'm glad you feel slightly better, but if you are sick and you're listening to this, I have the
cure. Everyone is sick right now.
Everybody is sick right now. Everybody I know. What's going on?
What I will say is maybe there's another reason why I got even sicker at the club. Because there was a woman that was passing out grapes. Because, you know, at midnight, it's a tradition to eat 12 grapes.
And you think she was sick? Midnight.
I don't know if she was sick, but I took some of the grapes and I ate them.
You
so
ate a stranger's grapes?
At the club. You know, I regret
it now.
You know how
many hands had touched that thing?
They were in Ziploc bags.
Yeah, but she touched them. Didn't wash them when she bought them.
Right. So a stranger,
she doesn't wash her hands.
A stranger just passes out a Ziploc bag of a fruit item, and you just like, you know what? I will eat this. That goes against everything you've ever learned as a kid. You don't eat that stuff from strangers.
No. It was New Year's Eve. I was having fun. Good music was playing, and
F it. Let's eat some grapes.
And I was so excited because I was like, oh my God, I'm not going to get to do my grape tradition at home because I'm not at home. So when she passed them out, I took a baggie, and then I ate some of them.
Imagine if
you're sick.
Imagine if you're the nightclub like grape dealer, and you just walk around with Ziploc bags of grapes. Like, you want some? Hey, what's up? You want some grapes?
Who needs some?
Eat them.
I got it. I'm your girl.
If you are like Jess, and you're one of the every other person in the Bay Area that is sick right now, the flu bomb is going viral again. This Australian alternative health care advocate, she calls herself Barbara O'Neill, she has the recipe, and people that have tried this, the reviews have come in on TikTok and all other places, and they're like, oh my God, this works. I feel so much better. My flu or whatever I had was knocked out days faster. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Do I need to write this down?
Yes, you do.
Okay.
It's seven ingredients. Whoa. So get your pen and paper out. You need these seven ingredients. And the most important one, one full clove of garlic crushed. She says you can go even more. Garlic is nature's antibiotic. You need to get as much garlic as you can stomach in there. So if you can go more than a clove, do it. Load up on the garlic. Okay, you're crushing that in there. A quarter teaspoon of ginger grated, of course. A little boost there. One drop of eucalyptus oil. I don't know where you get that. Maybe from the tree, or I'm sure they sell it. Yeah, one little drop of eucalyptus oil, some cayenne pepper, spice it up. The more you can take, clear your sinuses up. Juice of a lemon, and then a teaspoon of honey. That's going to sweeten things up a little bit. And then half a cup of hot water. And you mix that all together. Now, look, you're thinking, I just drink this once and I'm cured. Sorry. Barbara says you need to drink this about 3 times a day when your symptoms set in. You want to drink this flu bomb concoction again three times a day. For 2 or 3 days straight.
Whoa.
So you're going
to
be...
After 2 to 3 days, I mean, don't your symptoms kind of go away anyways?
What's going around right now has been knocking people out that I know for like a week, 10 days. If it's the flu or whatever is going around right now, this thing is mean.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
it's putting people down and out for a while. Never mind. So you're going to need to be drinking this a lot. That's a lot of garlic.
That's a lot of things in general.
Let me just say this. If you're drinking one clove of garlic 3 times a day, that's a lot. I mean, you're going to stink. But maybe it will make you feel better. Because, again, people are saying... After a couple days, it was like I was not sick at all.
Will you try the flu bomb?
I'll try it because I've tried sort of a variation of it, but this has a lot more things that I have not tried before. So,
do you think any part of the reason that you are sick is because of something in your apartment? You said that you got back after the holiday break after not being there for a couple weeks and it was stinking in there.
Oh, some stink.
Yeah.
No, okay. So, I was living my best life, right? For 2 weeks. I was partying. I was enjoying my break. I get back to my apartment on New Year's Eve. And yes, I noticed there was like this weird smell. And it was coming
from the kitchen. Oh, you forgot to feed your cat.
So that's not kind of like health hazard in your apartment.
My cat is still alive.
Oh, darn.
I go to my fridge and I open it to put some stuff in there that I had brought from home. And it is completely off. The smell was directly coming from in there because everything had gone bad that I had in there. I don't know for how long the fridge had been off for, but it must have been when there were like power outages happening.
But then the power turns back on.
Yeah, so it didn't. My fridge didn't turn back on. And then I tested out some of the outlets that are on that same wall and they do not work.
Oh, the breaker.
So I was like, hello? What am I supposed to do now? The meat and shrimp that I had in the fridge, like, all
you still ate it, and that's
out.
Why you're sick?
No.
Oh, you gave it to your cat, obviously. They don't care.
And now she's sick. No. So now I'm dealing with that. I have a fridge in the middle of my...
Wait, it's still not on?
Who hit the breaker?
No. No, I plugged it in on the other side.
Why didn't you hit the breaker?
You need to get those... Yeah. I don't know what the breaker is.
You
well,
need to call the manager and have... Because it's in an apartment, you don't have a breaker there,
so the
I thought.
Sometimes you have a sub... You could have a sub panel in there. You just flip the breaker switch.
Flip the switch.
And then it turns all those outlets back on.
Number one, figure out what the breaker is. Figure out what it looks like.
This is Jess's first time living on her own. Come on, Jess.
Also, yeah. I'm sick. Give me a break.
She's got a mini refrigerator.
She has a refrigerator plugged in the middle of her living room floor. Like, this is the only outlet I can find that worked.
Listen, I'll figure it out.
Oh, you got to work on adulting in 2025. Today's hottest trending's coming up.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
You guys, the drama with Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni is getting even messier.
I can't even keep track of it all. There's too much happening.
Look, I was going to talk about Offset out with the new girl. If you want to check that out, JV Morning Show, it's on our story. Other than that, I'm going to punt that. We're going to talk about that later because there's too much going on with Blake and Justin. So I told you yesterday how Justin Baldoni, by the way, we're talking about the two stars of It Ends With Us. Mm-hmm. Justin was also the director. We knew after that film came out, there was major beef.
Yes.
Right. Yesterday we talked about Justin Baldoni suing the New York Times for $250 million after they published an article saying that he launched a smear campaign against Blake Lively after the film. Blake Lively's also suing Justin Baldoni for sexual harassment. I just read that Justin Baldoni plans to sue her right back. So there's just lawsuits everywhere.
Oh, my
God. This thing's a mess.
Let's really quick get to some of the accusations that are flying.
Okay.
Because Justin accused Ryan of berating him for allegedly fat-shaming Blake Lively. Do you remember that story that he had supposedly said something on the set of the film? I guess Blake went and told her husband. And he says that Ryan Reynolds, Blake Lively's husband, berated him, yelled, screamed at him for what he did. Ryan Reynolds says, no, I did not raise my voice. I talked to you about it like an adult. Blake Lively is being accused of changing text messages and like photoshopping certain things to make Justin Baldoni look bad.
Ooh.
There are reports from Justin and his team that Blake Lively refused an intimacy coordinator on set. So if she felt like things were over the line or whatever, she should have had an intimacy coordinator there. That's what that person's job is, to make sure everything, you know, goes smoothly. But she refused that.
Did they have intimate scenes in the movie? Because you've watched it. I have not seen it.
Yes, they do.
Oh, man.
And they were steamy.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Interesting.
This is quite the breakup they're having.
Justin Baldoni claims that Blake made up claims, made up the claims of the sexual harassment to protect her reputation after trying to take over the film. We know that she and her husband rewrote some scenes. Like, the whole thing is just, it's so much. And now I don't know whose side I'm on and who to believe.
I don't know either. I've seen some videos where Blake Lively is asked about the intimate scenes, because apparently there's some behind the scenes footage of her kind of directing those scenes. So it's like, maybe you did have some control over the scenes more than you thought. So I don't know.
See, and that would make sense. And that's why she didn't want the intimacy coordinator there, because she wanted to coordinate those scenes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But then if things were too far,
then she would have had the control, right?
Exactly.
So wait, she was the producer on this also?
No.
Didn't she have some producer role in this or not?
I think she wanted that up.
That I don't know. Justin was the director, but that was part of their beef. He felt like she was overstepping her boundaries by trying to take control of certain things because her husband is Ryan Reynolds.
Okay, maybe that's why I was thinking that, because of those accusations that she did have some sort of producer role
in all of this that we've talked about. That's just the tip of the iceberg, because these lawsuits have only been a thing for a couple of days. Just wait until they actually like sound off against each other.
A lot of people are comparing this, like when it goes to trial, to the Amber Heard and Johnny Depp trial situation, everything
huge
that happened. So hopefully we'll be able to see, you know, some inside of the court footage.
Hopefully she one of those in his trailer. That would be the only way that this would really parallel the Amber Heard situation.
Right, we got to get to this United Airlines passenger.
United Airlines says they banned a passenger after they went number one on another passenger on a flight out of SFO to the Philippines. This happened on December 27th, and Jerome Gutierrez of Hillsborough was sitting in business class, and according to his stepdaughter, a man got up from his seat, walked over, and began urinating on him about 4 hours into the flight. Now, Jerome, the guy, he was initially asleep at the time that it started, but he woke up and he thought he might have just been in some sort of horrible R. Kelly dream, but he soon realized he was not dreaming and he was absolutely soaked from the stomach down, apparently.
Oh.
United flight attendants apparently asked him not to approach the guy, the perpetrator, the peepetrator, in fear that there would be some sort of violent confrontation on the plane. So he had to remain seated in his soaked clothes for the next 8 hours.
No.
His stepdaughter is saying the flight should have been turned around. This is a biohazard at this point.
Yes.
And they didn't handle this correctly. United Airlines says that there was, quote, a passenger disturbance on the flight, and then that passenger was banned from future flights.
What was the reason? Was he drunk? Was he, like, sleepwalking?
I don't know. I mean, that's my guess. I mean, nobody just
I don't know.
I was about to say nobody does that, but the things that we've seen happen in this world lately, nothing surprises me anymore. But I would assume, and because look, I lived in a house with 10 guys in college, and one of my roommates, one time I was playing video games and I turned around and right there on the coffee table, he's just going. And I'm like,
ew,
what are you doing? But he was like asleep. He was like sleepwalking doing
God.
So some guys just, and I'm assuming ladies too.
Maybe he was on Ambien. You know how Ambien makes you do weird
things? Exactly. Somebody takes something because it's
a long flight.
A very long flight, and something like that happens. Regardless, in my mind, I get you don't want to turn the flight around because, look, we're 4 hours out over the ocean. Do we want to go back? But, like, they should have done something. It doesn't sound like they handled this the right way.
No.
Like, at least give me new pants and give me some sort of cleaning mechanism.
Yeah. Oh, yes. My God, that's so disgusting.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Friday. Woo-hoo! The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Thank you so much for hanging out with us. A lot of accidents on the roadways. I told you it was kind of rainy coming in this morning.
So drive, everyone forgot how to drive in the rain already? It's been like a week since it rained last. What are we doing?
That I don't know. Luckily, everyone is probably off still, so shouldn't be too bad. At least I hope not. All right, let's get to What the Bleep. It's your chance to win a JV Show chug mug. You just got to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. Easy enough. As always, leave your guesses on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. All right, here is today's clip. Listen up. My needs some attention. It's been neglected, and I've had enough. I'm putting my man to work.
Whoa.
Sometimes you gotta lay down the law. Put that man to work.
Fed up.
How long has it been?
Yeah, how long?
Oh my God.
Getting neglected for?
Honestly, I can't. Months at this point.
Whoa, not good. All right, think about what that bleeped out word could be. I mean, keep in mind, this is a family show, even though no families are listening today. Are there any kids? Selena, are your kids, when do they go back to school?
Monday.
Okay, mine have next week off.
Oh, wow.
Nightmare. Nightmare. All right. Leave your family-friendly guests on the iHeartRadio app on that TalkBack mic. The TalkBack mic moved. I looked at the iHeartRadio app. You know, it's been updated. Yep. It's got a fresh
upgrade.
There's presets. You can put the JV Show podcast as your preset. I'm getting sidetracked.
But please do that.
But the microphone button, top right corner now. Leave your guests there. Leave us your name and your city along with your guests. You have to be the first correct answer of the morning to win that JV Show.
That's right.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We're playing What the Bleep. It's your chance to win a JV Show chug mug. All you gotta do is be the very first person to guess today's bleeped out word. As always, leave your guesses on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. Only rule is, it's a family show, so let's keep your guesses clean. Okay, the clips, they might sound a little weird out of context, but the word is always something family friendly. All right, so here is today's clip. My need some attention. It's been neglected and I've had enough. I'm putting my man to work.
To work.
Hey, I said family-friendly guesses only. Let's go to your guesses.
This is David from Martinez, and my guess at the bleeped out word is car. Have a good day.
That's a good guess.
Car, one of the most popular guesses coming in this morning. Okay. Car, is your car being neglected? When's the last time you changed the oil?
I don't know. That's not my job.
Major neglect. Jess, when's the last time you changed your oil?
When it told me to.
Okay.
How long ago was that?
Maybe like 3 months.
I don't know how often you're supposed to do it. It's not my job. Leave that to my husband.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Lance out of San Ramon, and my guess for the bleeped out word is kitchen.
Kitchen!
Your kitchen probably is feeling neglected because you never cook in it. You only DoorDash stuff. So the kitchen's like, dude, hey, someone want to use me? I'm right over here.
I made spaghetti last night.
Really?
I will have you know.
Really? Wait, can I sidetrack just for one second? Because nobody's listening. I'm
no
the sidebar. My wife and I, over the holidays, we were getting caught up on season 7 of Love is Blind.
We still haven't finished it.
We still haven't finished it.
God.
That one dude that doesn't even know how to boil water make pasta.
Yeah.
Like, come on, bro. Like, seriously? How much water should I put in here?
Yeah.
Like, half a pot? Three quarters of a pot? It doesn't matter. Just put some water in there and boil it, you dummy.
We're getting sidetracked.
Sorry, sidetracked.
Back to What the Bleep. Yeah. More guesses.
Morning, JV Show. This is Leo from San Jose. I'm going to say your apartment. All right. Hope you're having a great one.
My apartment's been neglected.
Been neglecting that place?
I mean, my home is always neglected, but that's not the word today. So continue to leave those guesses on the iHeartRadio app. Use that talkback mic.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Friday, I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. We're playing What the Bleep. It's your chance to win a JV Show chug mug. You just got to be the very first person to guess today's bleeped out word. Easy peasy, right?
Yeah.
As always, when you have a guess, leave it on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. All right, here's today's clip in case you missed it. My need some attention. It's been neglected and I've had enough. I'm putting my man to work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, put him to work.
Put him to work.
Putting right, so that work.
What is that bleeped out word? Let's go to your guesses.
Good morning, JV Show. Happy New Year. I think the bleeped out word is lawn. This is Daria from San Francisco. Bye.
My lawn.
Your lawn. How's your lawn looking?
Yeah.
Trimmed? How about your bush?
No, unkept.
Very unkept. You just went to Mexico.
Oh, and the bush was just growing. Actual bushes in my.
That's what I was talking about. You didn't clean up the yard before you left.
The ones, Wait, I'm confused.
Yeah.
Your bushes.
Yeah, your bush.
Then that one's kept.
Okay.
So just one.
The one, yeah.
Which one? How do you decide which bush to trim in your front yard? You just leave some of them overgrown?
Never mind.
One's like a nice, neat landing strip shape?
This is Myla from Union City. My guess for the bleep out word is gutters. Thank you.
My gutter.
How are your gutters looking?
That, I don't know.
I'll say,
never looked in my gutters.
I'll say that's the one thing that was nice. You know, while we were building this house, we were renting a house for the past 3 years. And like, I don't care what the gutters look like. You know what I mean? When you're a renter, you're just like, that ain't my thing. I don't care. Water's just pouring out of spots. I can tell they're clogged. I don't care. That ain't my job. The second that I move into this house, every day I'm up on the ladder like, I think there's a leaf in there. I better get it out. I'm like out there maintaining my gutters. I'm like, oh my God, I've turned into my dad.
What?
You know what I mean? Yeah. It's a different level of responsibility. I'm like, is there supposed to be water dripping from the? I'll get the ladder. I'll check it out.
That's too much responsibility.
There's two leaves in here, just what I suspected. That. Yeah, it's awful. It's the worst.
Hi, my name is David from Oakland. The beep out word, Bowflex.
My Bowflex!
Is your Bowflex being neglected? No, Selena's Bowflex went to a new owner.
Yes, a few years back, I sold it to a very nice family. So yeah. The Bowflex has a new home. They're moving to like Oklahoma or like somewhere out there.
They like send you a Christmas card with the Bowflex so you can see how it's doing each year.
The progress. You know, I would have appreciated that, but no, I don't keep up with the family, but when they bought it, they were in the process of moving.
Oh.
So
oh.
That's how I know.
So
that.
You know your Bowflex is just being neglected in another state now because nobody uses theirs more than a week.
Good morning, JV Show. Happy New Year. This is Mark from Hayward, and I think the missing word is backyard.
Backyard, we got a winner. Here's today's clip on Bleeps. My backyard needs some attention. It's been neglected, and I've had enough. I'm putting my man to work.
Are we talking about your actual backyard? Because you had me confused earlier.
Yeah.
Actual backyard.
Okay. The actual one.
Yes.
Got it. What's going on? What's going on back
you
there?
You know when the grass is just all unkept and
getting
stuff?
Getting pretty hairy.
And it just looks crazy. Uh-huh.
It's all hairy and scraggly.
The backyard. Yeah.
Uneven.
Yes.
Yeah. And so he's going to put in some work. Has he put in the work yet?
No, but he calls somebody too. So at least do that.
Okay.
Does he put in work in the front at least? Or
no.
Not even on your birthday?
No, because we're in Mexico.
Let's give some shout-outs. Why are you in Mexico?
I said he didn't work on the front yard because we were in Mexico.
Oh, got it. No, I thought maybe you got like...
That we left that in Hayward.
You got some vacation yard work. All right, let's give some shout-outs.
I'm so confused.
Me too. You guys are gross. First, Mark in Hayward. What's up, Mark? What's up? Enjoy your brand new JV Show Chug Mug to kickstart 2025. That's a nice way to do it.
Nice.
Maybe somebody else will do it Monday. I don't know. We'll see. Quite a few other people came with the correct answer this morning. They just weren't as fast as Mark. Mark's quick this year. Whitley in Novato had it. What's up, Whitley? What's up? Buddy Charles in San Jose had it. So did Julie in Valley Springs. Natalie in Sacramento. So did Emily in Vallejo had it. What's up, Emily? What's up?
No.
Vallejo. That's my hometown right there.
Yeah.
Magazine Street exit.
No.
Daniel in San Francisco had it correct. So did Charlie and Carker. Joanne and Antica, John, our buddy John in Fremont, he said yard. It's like he was so close. Just add the back to it, dude.
Well, you get an honorary mention.
Yeah, you get an honorary mention. And Byron and Martinez had it correct amongst a few other people. Nice work, everybody.
Way to
you were right there. You had half the equation.
Who's low, though?
We will, of course, do it again Monday morning, 7:05.
Yeah. The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Can't believe what Jess said about Sabrina Carpenter.
Hey,
thank you, Matt.
That was not me.
Jess said that the holiday break was a nice break from all of Sabrina Carpenter's
Why'd
music.
Why'd you need a break from her
that
music?
I know. Selena who said that. And then Graham said...
Excuse me, I even went to her concert. That's how much I love her.
Graham
said
he got a break from Chapel Roan.
That you said that, Jess.
I don't remember saying that at all. I said I can't believe how long I went with. I was yearning to hear her so
to
much.
Hear more.
Yes.
Good luck.
I'll tell the boss to play it some more. Then
thank you.
Great. Okay. Let's go to the phones. Wild 94.9. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is David.
Hey, David. How's it going? Happy Friday.
I'm good.
Any plans for the weekend?
No, not really. Just probably stay home and chill.
Okay. Any New Year's resolutions?
Try to get in shape.
Yeah.
All right. I think that's like everybody's solution right there. Let's see if you actually stick to it, though. All right. So we're going to play the JV Show Yup Nope game. It's our trivia game. If you get 3 out of 4 correct, we're going to give you a chug mug.
Woo-hoo.
It's like, oh, yeah.
I'll take it. Oh, fine. I mean, more than anything, let's just have some fun. So let's get to it. Here's question number one. 90210 is the zip code that covers what California city?
LA area?
More specific. 90210.
A little more specific.
Los Angeles?
Nope. Oh, that would be Beverly Hills. I thought everybody knew that.
Okay.
Beverly Hills, 90210. Ooh. All right, question number two.
Okay.
Question number two. If a golfer wins the Masters tournament, they're awarded a jacket of what color?
Yellow jacket?
No, those are, watch out for yellow jackets. They'll sting you. You get a green jacket when you win the Masters.
That was a hard one.
Put on Tiger's. Mm. Tiger put on the green jacket quite a few times in his career.
All right, question number three. Jellystone National Park is home to what famous cartoon bear?
Jellystone?
Mm-hmm. Brown bear?
Nope.
Yogi.
Yogi
bear.
We also would have accepted Boo Boo.
Boo Boo.
Hey Boo Boo.
Yeah.
That's his buddy.
Hey Boo Boo.
And his girlfriend Cindy Bear. Cindy Bear was on the list as well. All right. Question number four. Boy, do you need this one to avoid the first holy horrible trivia of 2025. All right. Question number four. The United Kingdom, the UK, is made up of four countries. Can you name two of them?
Four countries.
The UK.
Let's see. England.
Okay.
You got one.
Ireland.
More specific.
I think that counts.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
Right?
No.
Why?
Because Ireland is a separate country that's not in the UK.
Okay, then no, it doesn't count.
Try it. Huh? Try again.
Maybe try a different one.
France?
Nope. Holy horrible trivia!
Dang it!
That one was a tough one. The United Kingdom, as often as we say the UK, yeah, maybe people don't know. England, Scotland, Wales, and Northern Ireland.
I didn't know Northern Ireland wasn't Ireland. I thought it was the northern part of Ireland.
Well, I mean, they fight over a lot. Northern Ireland, part of the UK.
Rest of Ireland,
they're their own thing.
Hey,
eating potatoes.
David, thank you so much for playing. We hope you have an amazing weekend. Yeah. You know what? We're still going to give you a chug mug just for playing.
No.
Okay. Yeah. So hang on, and we're going to get some info from you.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music?
Shame on you, Selena.
I know.
Shame on you.
Talked about stories happening today.
I'm over here waving my arms. I've got a birthday shout.
I screamed because I didn't mean to press that button because, Graham, you do have a shout out.
I do. The first DM slide of 2025 birthday shout, and Selena just stomped all over it. Let's get to it.
It says,
hey, Graham and JV Show fam, happy new year. We'd love it if you give a special shout out to our amazing daughter, Haley, on her big 1-3. That's a teen. Haley, we just want you to know how much we love you and how proud we are of the incredible person you are. Sending all the love from mom and dada and your little partner in crime, baby brother Maxwell. Thank you, Graham, for the shout out and all the amazing work you do to keep our family and the JV Show fam entertained. So happy birthday to Haley. The first shout out of 2025 has been bequeathed to Haley.
Capricorn sister.
Who gives a fart?
Yeah, that's true.
Happy birthday. Have a great weekend.
Yeah.
Have you guys watched Squid Game season 2 yet?
I started it.
There's a season two. It drops over the holiday break.
Damn it. No, I got to watch season one still.
Graham, I have to rewatch season one anyways because I tried watching season two. I don't remember anything that happened. I was so lost that I could not get into it, but I heard it's really good. So I need to go back and remember things and then rewatch season two.
Did they ever do the reality show?
They did.
Was that any good? Did anyone watch that?
I watched that. That was really good.
Okay. I have to watch that too.
They're working on season two of that.
Still on Love is Blind. We haven't finished it. They drag out the last episode
forever.
Well,
hurry up because on Valentine's Day, Love is Blind is getting a new season.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Oh, man, I'm screwed.
All right, back to Squid Game and the numbers that it is doing. We're talking about season two that just dropped. 68 million views in its first week on Netflix, according to a press release. This is the most views ever amassed for a show's premiere week on Netflix. The show's number one in 92 countries around the globe with 487.6 million viewing hours.
Jeez.
Oh my gosh.
That's a lot.
It's doing numbers.
That's insane.
They're already talking about a season three. Netflix has been teasing that it's going to come out this year in 2025.
Nice.
It is for sure is on the way. And how about this? Netflix Korea, because you know it is a Korean show. Mm-hmm. They may have accidentally let the exact release date slip because they didn't just say the show's coming out this year, but they gave a specific date, June 27th. 2025. Yes. So,
is when which summer, one comes out?
Season three.
They're already gonna have a season, and season two just dropped.
So they worked on both seasons at the same time.
Well, that's smart. Why don't other shows do this?
I don't know.
Euphoria.
It took 3 years.
By the time
to come
Euphoria
out
comes
two.
Back, all the people are going to be senior citizens, and they were in high school in the first one. You know what I mean?
Yeah. There was also some wild rumor that Leonardo DiCaprio is going to make a quick cameo in season three. Netflix says the rumors are completely false. Reports of Leo's involvement in Squid Game 3 are entirely unfounded. I don't know where that started, but it did seem a little random.
Very random, but then again, like, who makes something like that up, you know?
Yeah, but, well,
maybe there is something to it.
Well, they full-on denied that's happening.
Well,
so
of course,
I think
they want it to be a surprise.
Well, that, yeah, I guess so. All right, some clarity on the Ariana Grande, Cynthia Erivo salary situation. Remember, not long after Wicked came out, there were reports of a major pay disparity that Ariana got paid $15 million for her role. Cynthia, who was the main character, only got $1 million. Mm-hmm. So at the time, Universal Pictures denied those reports. And now Ariana and Cynthia, they are confirming that it is not true.
Oh.
They say that they did get paid the same amount, though. We just don't know what the amount is. They did a joint interview for Variety, and Ariana said that they went through their contracts together. Like, they called each other up, went through everything together. Like, did you see that part? What do you think about this? She said they were really honest about everything, and she said that's really rare. Doesn't really come by often when you're talking about, you know, actors, because they are very different. They were different roles, but when doing something like this, she felt that Cynthia's needs became her needs, too, so they looked out for each other.
Oh, I like that.
Seeing if this passes the smell test, and to me, it does not.
I believe it.
Do you really?
I do.
Why didn't they squash it when this came out weeks ago, maybe months ago? Wouldn't you have said, no, we sat down and we went through our contracts together like total besties. And I was like, no way, even though she's got a bigger role, but like, I want to make sure we like totally get paid the same. And like, why wouldn't they have said that back then? This is a really nice PR cleanup. Nice job, Wicked. And they may have retroactively gone back and made sure they both got paid the same. Once they realize this thing is going to make a gajillion dollars, they're like, oh, and say this because, look, we will. I know we said $1 million before, but we didn't really know what was going to happen. Like,
but
you know,
what about?
And Ariana was like a bigger star, so we had to bring her in and pay her more. But like now that we see it, oh, sorry, LOL, our bad. Here you go. Here's an extra money. And then they're going to be making residuals off this and just, I mean, limitless.
But what about right off the bat, Universal said they got paid the same amount and said that's not true.
I don't know. Why?
Maybe they didn't feel the need to speak out because Universal Pictures did.
I don't know. To me, it's like, it seems
why
like
feed into the rumors if it's not true?
It seems like a very late cleanup to me.
True.
Because they would have said, these two ladies have been asked about it, or it's been on a list of questions you're not allowed to ask them, but you know that people have probably asked them this question a lot of times.
I don't know. I believe them.
Yeah, I believe it because I've seen their interactions in every single interview, and they are like
obsessed with each other.
They
basically.
Are. No, trust me, I've seen it. They look at each other, and they start weeping uncontrollably, and I never understood it. I had no idea. Like, they cut to them at the Paris Olympics, and I remember the two of them are sobbing, holding each other. I'm like, what are we doing? I don't even know what we're talking about right now, and every time they look at each other, they cry.
Yeah, now the real question is, now that Wicked is available for streaming, are you two gonna finally watch it?
You
can watch it at home now.
No, I'm not.
I think my kids would like it.
Graham, I think you should. It looks like it's around $20 to rent it or $30 to own it.
I don't want to own it. That means I'd have to, my kids will make me watch it more than once.
I still can't get into it.
Yeah, Selena, I still don't recommend it for you.
Yeah, thank you. I will not be watching.
It's not for you. It's for people with a heart. you know.
And that's fine. As Capricorns, we don't tend to have one. That's your
truth. Totally fine.
Graham, what do you have?
All right, listen up, iPhone users. You might have some settlement money coming your way. Apple agreed earlier this week to settle a 5-year-old class action lawsuit and pay out $95 million.
Whoa.
This lawsuit stemmed from a 2019 report that Apple quality control contractors could regularly hear sensitive information accidentally recorded by the voice assistant's Hey Siri feature. They were hearing all kinds of stuff, apparently, that they shouldn't have been. Personal medical information, financial information, passwords, even people getting busy, apparently.
Because
Siri kicks on and then...
Where are those recordings going? Asking for a friend?
It's going to... back then, it was going to Apple quality control contractors. These were people that didn't work for the company officially. And Apple's like, after this article came out, then they decided, whoa, 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 we need to be doing this in-house. They still don't really say... They said... We didn't do anything wrong, but they don't really, to me, the phone's still listening. All our phones are still listening, right?
Yes.
And that recording is going somewhere. It doesn't just listen and just vanish into the atmosphere.
I still get ads for things we talk about on the air. I'm not
now that,
searching
and
for
that's
things.
What spawned this entire thing. The two plaintiffs that filed this claimed their Siri basically inadvertently recorded them. One of them said that he was talking about some Nike Air Jordans and Olive Garden, and then started getting ads for both those products.
Mm-hmm.
Look, we've all had that happen. The
yes.
other person said he was talking to his doctor about some sort of surgical treatment, and then started getting ads for that procedure or medication or whatever.
Yeah.
We've all had that happen. Okay, well, now's your chance. You can cash in because Apple's settling this. Ooh. $95 million. Now, let's just figure out, you get the calculator out because we want to figure out like how much money you're actually going to get. $95 million. I mean, divide that by, well, how many iPhone users are there out there really? Because, you know, that's going to be the
Billions.
Key number because it's anybody that had a Siri-enabled device from 2014 all the way up until 2024. So it's like, yeah, I think you could take $95 million and divide it by, I don't know. Let's just say that there's 4 billion iPhone users on the planet because there probably are. You know, take that and then subtract the 1 and then divide that over here by 4 billion and 95 million and then 400. That's 4 billion there. You might get, I don't know, like 0.2 cents.
What?
So just make sure you jump in there and cash in and get a piece of that settlement.
So
they say up to $20 per device.
Yeah, that's what I read.
Do you believe any of that?
Well,
up to $20. Up. Two is the key word.
These class action lawsuits, you would have had to have already like entered to be a part of it to receive whatever settlement.
Apparently,
so it's not like any active user now.
What I've read is it's not clear yet how people are going to be able to join the class on this class action lawsuit.
Well, if it's not too late, I want in.
But
Me
did
too.
You just hear the math? You might get a fraction
but
of a penny.
If a lot of other people don't join in, don't we get more?
Two fractions of a penny. Sorry.
Okay. I'm here for it.
it might
you know what's crazy?
More.
So they're paying $95 million.
This
out.
Is nothing.
It's nothing to them. They made $93.7 billion last year.
They say they make $95 million every 9 hours.
yeah.
So this is like...
This is...
Literally them flicking you away like you're
it.
A little ant. Like,
yep.
Get away lawsuit.
Oh my gosh.
Flick.
But yeah, iPhone users, good news. Get some free money.
Get
your
bag.
Get your bag, queen.
Get that bag.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Friday.
Woo! Yeah, that was mean, Selena,
the
by
JV
the way.
Show. What?
Yeah, I agree.
Selena, during that last song, was like, do you guys have any plans this weekend? And Jess and I both looked at each other like, yeah, we should like all get together and hang out. Mm-hmm. And Selena's like, no, I wasn't asking because I wanted to hang out with you guys. Just asking.
I just wanted to know.
In case you were doing something cool and we could talk
we
about
don't.
It on the air.
Yeah.
Sorry, I don't have any plans. I just cleared them all because I thought we were going to hang out. But now
you're
kidding.
You're too busy with your new house. If you missed it, Grandma's officially moved into the new house.
Yes.
Congratulations again, Graham. I'm so happy for the
thank you. Yeah,
the Herbert family.
We will be unpacking and
all weekend,
trying to find.
Ooh.
I'm wearing the same pants I'm wearing the same pants as yesterday.
Are you at least changing the undies?
Full disclosure: new undies. I have found
a
garbage bag that has my socks and underwear.
Wait,
in
how
it.
Long did you go before you found that garbage bag? With socks and undies in it.
Well, when we moved, I packed one bag like almost like I was going on a trip.
Okay.
And I put, you know, my toothbrush and deodorant and a few pairs of underwear and a few changes of clothes in there.
Okay.
And then that's like, that was my thing. But now, you know, we moved on the 23rd, and I just now located a new trove of some clothes.
But,
I'm telling you, we have a lot of stuff to go through, and but I have yet to find another pair of pants, so today is
deep. Are you serious? I thought you were joking.
No, back-to-back on these jeans, back-to-back. But
well, I think it's okay a few wears with jeans.
Yeah,
unless you get them dirty or sweat a lot. The only thing with jeans, at least with like my jeans, is if I wear them more than once, or the more I wear them, the saggier my butt looks.
Yeah, the butt sag is real. I am all for wearing jeans twice before I throw them in the wash, but I don't usually do it back to back. I usually give them a day to like day or two to like, you know,
breathe
and like kind of uncrease a little bit, fold them up nice, have them feel fresh, but.
Another thing we talked about yesterday, I talked about almost dying on this thing called a sky bike. If you were here yesterday, you know exactly what I'm talking about. If you weren't here yesterday, I went to Cabo for the new year, and my man, he loves to do the excursions every time we go, and they have this new thing called a sky bike. You're basically riding a bike on a zip line. It's just go to JV Morning Show because I have video of us on it. I ended up having like a mini panic attack because towards the end, you're going up, and I literally could not push anymore. I was almost about to cry, and I'm like yelling at the guys that I can't do it anymore, and I ended up pushing through. But if you want to see what that looked like, JV
Morning
Show. It looks
very cool, by the way. Like
it's on our Instagram.
Something I've never seen before, and like the video of it looks like you're riding a bike through the air. Like you're like you're a witch on a bike.
Really scary. I'd never do it again. Don't do it. Don't ever.
How are you with heights? Because that looks like just sheer terror for somebody that's afraid of heights.
I feel like I'm okay. Like I don't really mind heights that much. I like roller coasters, like all that stuff. It was a little weird being on the sky bike thing. I had to keep telling myself not to look down. Otherwise, I would get like, I don't know, dizzy.
You get that feeling. You're like, whoa.
Yeah.
Womp.
Otherwise, I'm pretty okay with it.
Jess, how are you with heights? Could you ride this after seeing the video on our Instagram? Could you ride the sky bike?
I'm weird with heights because I could do roller coasters, but like getting on top of a ladder, not for me. Probably this, not for me as well, because I'm watching the video right now and it looks really scary.
What about like a conquer your fears sort of thing? Like, I don't do well with heights, but look, it's a sky bike.
I could do that because I'm not terrified of them. So if I was really pushed to do it, I would do it.
Okay, we'll get you on the next sky bike.
Oh.
I'm not ready.
Could you do it?
Oh, of course.
You like this kind of, you like skydiving, you like all that stuff.
I've done it, but when I think about doing it now, I think I have a different view on it. Like, I've gone skydiving 3 times. Would I do it again now? I don't know. It's sort of like I've been there, done that.
Yeah.
I don't want to, after reading the articles about that place, not too far away, that was like near Davis,
Lodi.
But near Lodi where people were just going splat routinely. I'm like, maybe it's not as safe as I thought it was.
No, I think we're going to stay away from
that. I'm sorry. I'm watching the video and it looks like you're going in slow motion.
Can't you pedal a little faster?
I was going as fast as I could. JV Morning Show, if you want to check that out.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We were just talking about Squid Game Season 2. I tried to give it a watch. It was so hard because I didn't remember anything from the first season.
Hey, Selena. It's Andy from Iowa. About Squid Game, I had the same issue when I started Season 2. I totally forgot what happened in Season 1 and then I remember that some shows do recaps, and if you go into Netflix under Squid Game, under trailers and more, there's a season one recap that'll somewhat help you remember what happened in the first season. Thanks. Bye.
Okay, I need to do that. Thank you so much for that talk back. I am going to give season two another try because everyone's saying how good it is. And with season 3 about to drop this summer, I have to watch it. So.
You're on a time crunch.
And Andy in Iowa, I just checked.
Yes.
JV Show numero uno in Iowa right now. Thank you, Andy. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. All right, Graham.
All right, as we begin 2025, Lake Superior State University revealed its list of words and phrases that are to be banished from this upcoming year. Ooh. The university that no one has ever heard of publishes a list. Where'd you go to school? Lake Superior State, bro. Lake Superior, dude.
Never heard of it.
It's awesome. They publish this list every year, and I think we should go through some of these and see if we agree. Number one on the list, coming in at number one, cringe.
Agreed, but I can't drop it.
Is it a word that you use a lot?
I feel like it is. Something's like awkward or weird.
Oh my God,
it's like
cringe.
Cringe. I do. I use that word a lot.
So cringe. Jess?
Yeah, I'm here with letting go of that one.
I'm fine with that one too. So cringe. Oh my God. That it is kind of cringy when someone says, oh, that's so cringe.
But I can't stop.
Oh my God. All right. Number two on the list of words that we should not be taking into 2025, game changer.
No, I like that one.
Oh, it's a total game changer.
It's a game changer.
Oh, me discovering this new flavor of Truly is totally a game changer.
I feel like I don't use that one very often.
I don't either.
I use that one.
You do?
So I'm keeping that one. Yeah.
Was that one such a big part of 2024?
I don't think so.
People have been saying game changer forever.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're getting rid of it.
Okay.
Number three on the list, and I'm here for getting rid of this one, Era.
No.
But it's so cute.
Oh, my God. I'm in my snuggly watching TV era.
I like
yeah,
it.
Yeah. I still like that, too. I'm not done with it.
Because it fits with everything.
It does, but Taylor Swift just pounded it straight into the ground and squashed it. I can't take anymore. Everything is an era. Oh my God.
But it is. It's like the perfect word to use.
Oh my God. You're using the word era, era.
I'm in my reading era.
Oh, you're in your reading era.
Yeah. You're in your sky bike era.
Yeah.
See, that's so cringe.
Life era.
Not using it would be such a game changer.
All right.
Number four on this list, dropped.
That one I don't really understand.
We're not using that anymore.
Dropped,
they say it's been
dropped?
Played out.
Like, use it in a sentence.
Like you got ghosted?
Yeah.
Like, I dropped him?
Yeah, dropped.
No, I don't like it as much.
I mean, I don't really use it like that anyways.
Me neither. I don't
like
see
I
that
dropped
one.
My phone.
That's
well,
not
you
how.
You can't use it anymore. Okay. You can't say that.
I fumbled my phone to the ground.
All right.
The next one of things that, according to Lake Superior State University, says we should not be using in 2025 is IYKYK. If you know, you know. That abbreviation, you should not be using that in social media posts.
I do that sometimes.
Or in
I did
text.
It over the weekend.
I've seen it on Selena's story.
Yeah,
that was so cringe.
No, it wasn't.
There are some moments, though, I will say this. While I won't do that, and I think I never have, because it does bug me when I see it.
And I know you never will.
It is an accurate summation sometimes of a thing or something you're describing.
Right.
It's like, if you know, you know about.
So do you have a problem with the phrase, if you know, you know, or just like the acronym of it?
Kind of. Both. Mostly they see in the acronym, like hashtag, if you know, you know.
Okay.
IYKYK, obviously. All right. Also on this list, sorry, not sorry.
That one, let's stop.
Yeah.
I don't like that one.
I'm good with leaving that one in the past.
I feel like we should have killed that one like two years ago.
Like 2000?
Sorry, not sorry.
I think that
not
was a Mean Girls.
For using like... I know, I was going to say.
We should have dropped that in 2001.
That thing has been around forever. Again, we
not
were going through...
Not that I was, you know, an adult then or anything.
We were going through a list of the 10 banished words and phrases for 2025. Skibbity is on the list.
I still don't know what that means.
Yeah, I say that as a joke.
Me too. But
so I'm still going to say
I hear kids, and my son included, saying, oh, that's so skibbity, whatever. They like say it now.
Yeah, I don't know what it means.
I never liked it in the first place. So I still don't like it.
Because you didn't know what it meant.
Well, yeah, but...
You felt like an outsider of some slang. Like, well, I'm not cool enough to be using this. Skibbity, we're getting rid of. And here is my numero uno on the list,
okay.
Even though it's way down here. Number seven on the list, 100%.
I like that one.
Yeah.
Sometimes I even say 1,000%.
You have to say it to really, you know, convey your message.
But
yeah.
It doesn't, it lost that meaning. Years ago when you say like, I'm going to give it 100%, that meant something. Like, oh man, they're really in. Now everyone says 100% or higher percentages about everything. And I've ranted about this before because all reality TV shows are people using that.
It's like you use that
you
to,
here
agree,
for the right
to
reasons?
Agree with
100%.
Somebody.
100%. Yeah. Are you? I don't know if she's here for the right reasons. 100%. 100%.
Yeah.
And then it's 1,000%, 500%, 200%. It doesn't, it's lost its meaning. It doesn't go past 100.
I'm fine with that one. I'm going to use it even more in 2025.
No, we need to drop that one.
Especially here on the air.
I'm still watching, you know, like I said, Love is Blind or whatever. Oh, everything is 100%. 100%. Get rid of that one. The other two on this, rounding out the list of things we shouldn't be bringing into 2025, utilize.
I don't use that one either.
I don't utilize that word often, so I'll continue to utilize it. And period.
I like period. Well, I like the word.
Oh.
We're just going to leave that
the
there.
Cramps and bloody.
Next on the JV show. Next on the JV show, I have information from a doctor, a professional. What can actually happen to you if you don't get busy? in a long time. What does happen to your body?
If you don't use it, you lose it?
Well, kind of.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Before we get to what a doctor is saying can happen to you if you don't get any action for a while, I was just on my Instagram.
Okay.
If anyone from Instagram is listening, one little recommendation. When or why can't we see who shares our posts?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? A lot of times I post a picture of like my kid and it's shared like 20 times. Like, who is sharing pictures of my kids? Ooh. You know what I mean? Or it's me.
It was me and I'm in a group chat. We're making fun of you guys.
Or it's like, you know, just a picture of me and my man and it's shared. Like, who is sharing that? Who are you sending it to? Are you talking smack? I need to know.
That's a good point.
Do you know what I mean? And they don't allow you to see this for privacy reasons in case somebody, you know, maybe their account is private or they sent it in a DM. And you
would
know.
You prefer that they don't even let you know that it's being shared?
No, I want to know.
Okay.
But I want to know who's doing it.
I prefer they don't let you share it at all.
Like,
as opposed to me and my family. What's the point?
But sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's funny, a funny meme or you're a content creator. You made a funny reel. You want that shared.
That's true. You know true.
All right. So Dr. Tara, I'm not even going to try to say her name, but she's a professor, she's a doctor, she's a sex expert at UC Fullerton, and she says that if you don't get any action for a long, long time, it can actually be harmful to your physical health. She said even just 1 month without getting busy can cause stress, anxiety, depression, and anger.
That would make a lot of sense. Ooh. I just described all my symptoms.
Oh, no, Graham, you have it.
I was wondering why. I was wondering what was wrong with
me. She says, like, when you get to this point, you become so stressed out that even if you, like, finally do get some, you don't even have the capacity to enjoy it because you're mentally just so stressed out.
Oh, no.
Backed up. You know what I mean? Is that you, Graham?
I mean,
I've been backed up.
I feel backed up. Yeah, in different, more ways than one. So maybe you shouldn't judge guys when they, you know, close the door and need some time with their computer to do some vigorous internet research about different topics.
That's actually recommended by this.
See, there you go. Doctor. So take off your judgy pants, ladies.
I'm not judging.
Yes, you
are. It depends
are.
How often.
Six times.
A
week.
Whoa!
A day?
Is that
That's not.
Is that average? I don't know. How often do guys?
The single bachelors out there are probably on pace.
Like once a day?
I'm probably on pace with that. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
Wow, really? Okay.
Wouldn't be surprised. Jess, you're in a long distance relationship. What are your man's habits?
I have not asked him. I don't know.
That's a lie.
No, I haven't asked him. I don't want to know.
Have you checked his
this is your man.
Browser
of
history?
You have to know.
I haven't checked his browser history.
I'm
going
to need to see a full printout of his internet search history.
I mean, I like to think that over the weekend, you know, we make up for any lost time.
I'm sure you do, but then Wednesday rolls around. Tuesday and Wednesday, Thursday roll around, and
right.
Like,
well, that'd be
he's
that'd
feeling
be okay.
Anxious, depressed, and angry. You
yes,
know, and backed up.
He has been seeming a little tense lately. Now that you mention it, right?
No.
This doctor also says that becoming like frustrated by not getting any is connected to violence and other bad behaviors.
Oh,
that's not an excuse.
It's not an excuse. No, you're right. And in extreme cases where someone goes up to 5 years without anything,
it just falls right off.
No, but it shrinks slightly.
Oh. Really?
That's what she says.
How? No. Who's? That's you mean to tell said. Me, like, all right, let's get a measurement. Get over here. Let's measure this. Now for the next 5 years, nothing. And then we'll come back and measure it again. Like, how many people in this study?
She says in extreme cases, this can happen. You know,
does it? Okay, question.
Situation. Yes,
does
Jess.
It shrink with age?
I thought gravity took over. I thought it'd get a little longer. You know what I mean?
Okay.
How would I know?
I don't know. It's just a question for the room.
I don't know. If you know the answer to that, you can leave it on the talk back, I suppose. But yeah, that I don't.
Judging by what I've seen walking around the men's locker room, you know, the old guys walking around there. Certain things are hanging lower to the ground. I'll tell you that much. I will tell you that much. Jeez.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
People think Kylie Jenner is pregnant. I don't know if you guys saw the video of her and Stormy and Chicago. If you missed it, it's on our Instagram story. Just go to JV Morning Show. Make sure you're following us. It's basically them doing a Ulta haul. But people were very, very suspicious of the placement of the big Ulta bag because Kylie is like sitting on the floor and she has this huge bag on her lap, but it's conveniently covering her tummy area. Interesting. Now, very Kylie is known for hiding her pregnancies and going to extreme lengths, and she's actually really, really good at it. But fans are even better at catching on when she's doing it. What do you guys think? Is she pregnant with Timothée Chalamet's baby?
Yes.
No.
I'm going yes.
You are? I'm adding this to the prediction journal.
Let's be get out the prediction journal, JV Show, write 2025 journal. I think Selena, you and I are saying yes. Jess, you're saying no.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because I really don't think so. And I think she likes to keep, because both of her kids, does she have two kids?
Yes.
Both of them are from Travis Scott, right?
Yes.
So I don't think she wants to have any kids with anybody else. That's my prediction.
Maybe this doesn't is her want one. To, but maybe is having.
Oh. Yeah, maybe it just happened.
True. I don't believe it.
Let me look at the video.
JV Morning Show. It's there on our Instagram story. While you're doing that.
I mean, she's definitely covering. But there's where a lot else of coverage, but I also think that a lot of ladies probably want to cover their stomach in a lot of videos just in general, right?
Wow.
That's not a wow. That's
body
just
shaming.
That's not body shaming.
Wow.
No, I'm saying a lot of ladies probably do that.
Yes, but not if you look like Kylie Jenner.
That's true.
When you're sitting down on the floor like that, it's not a flattering stomach position for anybody, right?
Everything's a flattering position when you're Kylie Jenner.
I don't know. I think everybody is self-conscious about the way their stomach
looks.
Whatever.
Predictions are locked in.
Yep.
It's too late.
I don't know. I might want to change mine.
Let's dive into these sexual harassment claims by Blake Lively, the ones that she's made against Justin Baldoni. So as you know, she is suing Justin for sexual harassment and for creating a hostile work environment while they were filming It Ends With Us. Among these, there's like a long list of, you know, different harassment claims. She alleges that he described certain acts while she was there, made her feel uncomfortable, that he would talk about women's bodies, that kind of stuff. But the main thing that she had issue with was him invading her personal space. Like, she accused him and his producing partner, Jamie Heath, of constantly going into her trailer when she was, like, naked or topless, and she's having body makeup removed. And one time he went in there, and he refused to come back later. And she's like, okay, well, I'm having makeup taken off of me. Can you at least turn around? And according to her, he refused to even do that because he was trying to talk to her. She says that
that would make anybody uncomfortable.
Yeah, she says.
And it is wrong.
She says he repeatedly did that. And there was one time in particular that he entered her trailer while she was pumping.
See, I need to hear from the rest of the cast, because right now we're just hearing from both of them and they are just.
Well, these are things that are named in their lawsuits. So she alleges that he came into her trailer unannounced when she was pumping. Now, here's the thing from his side, and he's brought the receipts, text messages where she said, "I'm just pumping in my trailer if you want to come work out our lines."
Oh, well, then
she invited him in there and he said, "Okay, eating with the crew and I'll head that way."
Okay, well, then I'm back on his side now.
Yeah,
I don't
bit.
Know. Like,
but that doesn't mean even if he was invited that one time, that doesn't mean the other times were.
True.
You know, that she was okay with that.
Right. That is very true. But to Jess's point, and if this thing does go to some sort of trial or whatever, then we will learn because there are other witnesses to this stuff. That's what we need. Because right now, this is like the biggest he said, she said of all time. And these, like, they're both launching smear campaigns at each other right now. So it's very difficult to differentiate fact
and
from fiction or what's embellished.
Keep up. There are so many claims being made. But I can't even keep up with it.
But like a lot of these claims, again, to Jess's point, involve other people.
Yeah.
You know, Blake Lively's saying, I'm having makeup removed. Well, that means the makeup artist is in there. Somebody's doing it, you know. So like, I need to hear from that person because that person is going to give me, I hope.
An honest account of what actually happened. Graham, what do you have?
All right. The U.S. Surgeon General. You guys listen up, alcohol drinkers, because it's not good. U.S. Surgeon General calling for new updated warning labels to be put on alcohol in the United States. The current warning labels on alcohol bottles have not been updated in 36 years. And you guys know a lot of things have happened over the last 36 years. A lot of learnings in medicine and technology and all sorts of things. And it's interesting that alcohol labels have not been updated since then. They basically currently just say women should not drink alcoholic beverages during pregnancy because of the risk of birth defects. Consumption of alcoholic beverages impairs your ability to drive a car or operate machinery and may cause health problems. Just a little footnote there.
It might not cause health problems.
Well, the U.S. Surgeon General is like, hold my beer. He's saying this doesn't paint the full picture of the associated health risks from drinking and does not accurately reflect that alcohol is, in fact, a carcinogen. It is cancer causing. We know this. And there have been several reports of late, which hurt me to my soul and my liver, I guess, because they all say that consuming any amount of alcohol is not healthy. We've heard for years that, oh, one glass of wine, it's good for your blood pressure. Where, you know, like we've heard all these differing reports for years and years, but the World Health Organization, amongst other major organizations, have been like, have all said consuming any amount of alcohol is not healthy for you. So he wants to change the warning labels. Now, the debate is, will a change on let you pick up your White Claw and it says that drinking this might cause cancer? Do you think that actually does anything to reduce people's consumption of alcohol in the United States?
Not Selena. Now. I think over time it would. If there was a huge thing on it that said that, I think over time the younger generation will grow up being like, oh my God, like why would I do that? Us who are already drinking that stuff, it's not going to change anything.
Too late for us.
I also don't think this is ever going to go into effect because the alcohol industry would never allow that. They're making way too much money.
Yeah, but when the U.S. government steps in, I mean, you saw what happened to cigarettes. Cigarettes were making a gazillion dollars for a long time, and then people were like,
but you
wait
know what else?
A second.
I was just in Mexico, and on every cigarette carton, there's a huge thing that says smoking kills or something to that effect, and it's huge, bold, massive on every single one. We don't have that here.
Yeah, they did have to change the warning labels, and then, you know, the prices went way up, and smoking has gone way, way down. A lot of experts think that adding these warnings to alcohol bottles won't do anything unless they are. There's been studies that shown that even the warning labels on cigarettes don't really do much unless it's like a graphic thing showing somebody with throat cancer or something. Those ones are effective. We don't have those. To your point, Selena, we don't have those on our packaging. The younger generations coming up are drinking less alcohol. So they're either heeding the warnings by who or, you know, other health organizations that it's bad for you, or there's other reasons altogether.
I don't know. I go back and forth. I saw a lot of people say, you know, growing up, we saw that commercial about the girl that was high and melted into her couch. Didn't stop anybody from smoking weed. You still went.
What about the one with the lady with the hole in her throat?
That one scared me.
I couldn't stop smoking. I smoked for more than 30
too
years.
Wow, too soon.
I know. Can we check up on her?
That was actual footage from the commercial I was playing right there, you guys.
Okay.
Don't be like me. And I've been smoking
you're good
for
at that.
Too long.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Friday! Woo-hoo! All right, Graham, what do you have?
I want to talk about Saquon Barkley. You guys know who Saquon Barkley
is?
No,
yes. I do not. Oh, you do, Jess?
Yeah, he used to be on the Giants.
The
San Francisco Giants are the good ones. The New York Giants, he's a football player, and he was on the New York Giants, which is Jess from Salinas' hometown team. And he, star running back, great guy, great player, phenomenal player. And the New York Giants last year were like, we don't need you, bro. And then he went to their rival, the Philadelphia Eagles, and has absolutely dominated this season, having a career best year, absolutely on fire, really rubbing it in the Giants' face. Like, oh, you don't want me? Watch this. And he's on the Eagles, and the Eagles have a phenomenal record. They're going to the playoffs. They're dominating, right?
Okay.
Largely because of Saquon Barkley. I don't think they'd be anywhere near where they're at, win-loss record, without Saquon. Well, Saquon entering the final week. This weekend is the final week of the regular season in the NFL, which also means we got to talk about Jess's New York Giants bet with me.
That's right.
Because this is all going to tie in. Now, Saquon Barkley and the Eagles have one final game left this season, and it's this weekend against who? The New York Giants, his former team. No better team to stick it to than the one that cut you free, right?
Yep.
Well, except that Eagles head coach Nick Sirianni has already announced, I'm resting all my starters because it's a meaningless game. Their playoff seed is locked, and they're looking towards the playoffs and the Super Bowl. I'm resting all my players. This is significant for Saquon Barkley because he, like I said, having a career season, he is just 100 yards shy of being able to break Eric Dickerson's record for the most rushing yards in a single season. Dickerson set that record, and it's at 2,105 yards. Saquon, just 100 yards short of that, 2,005 yards. So should he play in this upcoming game, he'd likely get 100 yards and be in the history books. Dickerson's record has been standing for the last 40 years. It's one of the most coveted records in all of football. And that is one of those records that is so incredibly difficult to break. Well, here it is. It's within striking distance. He could break it. But the Eagles coach is like, nope, I'm resting everybody.
Let him
play. Saquon has said, I'm fine with it. I'm here to help the team. And he said his family really wanted him to break it, and he wanted to break the record too. But you know what? The team and winning the Super Bowl is the bigger goal. Do you guys, before we get to the bet with Jessica, what do you think? If you were Saquon Barkley, are you pissed? Do you want to go for the record?
Yes, I'm saying, put me in, coach. Let me break this record real quick, and then you can bench me.
Jess? I mean, he's going to break it eventually.
No.
So it has to be in this season.
It's a single season record.
Oh,
and this might
then
be,
yeah, I'm mad.
This might be his only shot to do it. There's no saying that next year he comes anywhere close. Look, it's been standing for 40 years, and there's been a lot of incredibly talented running backs in the NFL over the last 40 years, and some have come close, but none have broken this record.
Yeah, if I was him, I'm mad, but because I'm me, I'm happy because, if they're resting all of their good players, we have more of a chance to win, and I just need as many wins as I can get.
All right, now before we get to that, Selena, let's say Saquon Barkley, you do put him into play. And again, a meaningless game. Other than that, he's going for the record, tears his ACL on the first play.
Ooh. Ouch. Then I'm mad that the coach let me play.
It's a tough spot, particularly for the Eagles coach, right? People are mad at him. Dude, let him get the record. He wants to go down in the history books. And his new record will probably stand for another 40 years. We don't know. But if he got hurt, so people are mad that you're not letting him play, but then if he got hurt, oh my God, the outrage.
No, people record. Record
people
first.
Would be furious. I don't know. I want to see.
But he's an athlete first. You know he wants that record. And the injury, that you're always at risk of getting hurt. I know he's accepted that, obviously.
I'm with you on that one. You're a professional athlete. You're paid to play 17 games. Play the 17 games.
Right, yep.
And go for the record. I'd love to see him break that record. Particularly because he'd be rubbing it in the New York Giants' face. Now, that comes back to our bet. If you followed along with the JV show over this
Everyone
past NFL season.
Listen to this.
Jess and I made a bet preseason on what would be her team, again, the New York Giants, win total for the season. Vegas had it at 6.5 or something, so we rounded to 7. The bet was any win total under 7, the number of wins below that 7 mark, is the number of times Jess would have to spin the chug wheel and chug whatever it landed on, consecutive chugs back to back, depending on what that number is. And any win that they go over 7 would be the number of times I would have to spin the chug wheel and chug whatever it landed on. Well, that brings us to this weekend, which is the last regular season game. And the Giants currently have 3 wins, if I'm not mistaken.
You are correct.
With just one game to go. Now, look, like Jess said, this is music to her ears that the Eagles are going to rest all their starters because that gives her team a fighting chance to eke out one more win. But as it stands right now, by my math, that's 4 spins. If the Giants do not win this weekend, there will be 4 spins of the chug wheel and 4 chugs for Jess.
You know, at this point, I'm kind of like, I've accepted it.
Good.
You had all season to accept that because your team stinks. Now, if they get a win, you're down to just 3 spins and 3 consecutive chugs.
That would make me really happy. So I'm hoping, you know, the NFL gods are in my favor.
They're not.
Yeah,
no,
you're right.
They're not.
They haven't been all
Giants
season
are
long.
Terrible. Yeah.
I'm hoping.
So we're going to have that update Monday morning.
I'm glad I at least made it to 3, though. I honestly thought we were going to stay at 2.
I did, too.
Yeah. When are we going to do the chugs? Because we didn't do the chug wheel today, if you didn't notice, but nobody's listening.
Right.
And
we're revamping the wheel.
The wheel needs a lot of new items for 2025, which it'll be getting this coming week. But where does that fall for Jess? Because we'll know the outcome of this bet come Monday morning. Is it a Monday morning chug? Is it a Tuesday morning chug?
Ooh,
let the audience, everybody, get back in off vacation and prepared to listen. Maybe it's Tuesday.
Okay, I'm okay with a Tuesday chug.
We'll do it. We'll do a Tuesday morning chug, and we'll find out the outcome of everything. We'll talk about it Monday. Have a little discussion Tuesday, Jess. We'll be chugging.
Wait.
You can't avoid the chugging, Jess. It's gonna happen. Just a matter of how many.
Oh, God.
At this point,
let's go, Eagles! Fly, yeah. Eagles, fly!
No.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.